From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged, the recharged version, although I have not charged my phone this morning, so...
Are you going to sing the whole thing?
I don't know, Dave. Sometimes I do when I panic.
I am.
Don't panic. We're all friends here.
Oh, you weren't singing anymore on the radio, Emma.
This is the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So it's all singing, all dancing from Emma Nolan.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you not charge your phone last night, you silly Billy?
I'm raging, actually. I ordered a new charger and I broke it over the weekend already.
Did you?
It's obviously shite, yeah.
Where'd you buy it?
I got it on Amazon.
Oh.
And it was like a fast charger, but I was trying to dress the bed and I kind of caught the duvet in the lead. Anyway, the whole thing from the top broke.
Ripped.
You know, there was no fixing it, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So it was my own fault, but also I was like, I think a genuine iPhone charger might have been able to handle that little manoeuvre.
The iPhone chargers are kind of shit quality as well, though, aren't they?
They've gotten better.
Yeah, they're like sort of like a wool.
They've kind of had to get better. I think the EU were basically like, you need to make these better or else...
Is the EU great, lads?
I fucking love the EU, man. So good. But I am looking forward to when every iPhone is USB-C. Like, it'll just get to that point.
Yes.
Where lightning ports will be gone. Like, you're still on a lightning port.
Because I still need the lightning port for my AirPods. And
yeah.
It's so stupid.
I know, it's
so
the messing
annoying.
Around.
So annoying.
The different things. Yeah, it's really annoying. I do think, yeah, they're under a lot of pressure to get that sorted, weren't they? So
yeah, which is fantastic. I fucking love the EU. Does that sound really,
no,
really old?
We haven't really given the EU a lot of love on the show for a while.
I love the EU.
That's a good thing we could do on the show, is like, you know, not very basic things that you actually don't think get enough credit.
Yeah, like, or like, yeah, why we love the EU, because like things that you don't even realise that the EU did.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was over in London, I was like, oh, you used to have the EU.
You used to have the
losers.
EU.
Losers.
Honestly, that, why would you leave that?
I actually don't really know what the EU does, but...
But like, they make sure,
like, everything. Sure,
I feel like it's like they're like our overlords. But I'm like, they protect us and they make us feel
yeah.
safe.
But I also think as well, yeah, you know, if something has gone to the EU for like checking,
yeah,
it's like, oh fuck, you're at the
oh,
principle
fuck.
Of the continent.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
you're in serious trouble there.
They're
but
like
if you don't get
controlling
into,
manager,
if you don't get into the EU, you're fucked. That's why everyone bends over backwards for the EU, and I love that. Mm. Like, do you remember with the Threads when Mark Zuckerberg made Threads, and it was in the UK and America like that. But it wasn't in the EU because the EU were like, no, that you're taking way too much data.
Yeah,
that's not on.
Slow down there, pal.
Slow down.
They're like,
rewrite that code, rewrite that that contract.
It's not
they're like,
enough.
It's not happening. And
good on them.
I just fucking love that. I just think they're so cool.
They're like that teacher that's really scary in school, but they're a really good teacher.
Yes,
so like,
mm. Yeah, yeah, we have one of them.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
How are we?
Good
Happy
morning, folks. Tuesday.
There we go.
Tuesday, yeah. Yeah, and that's why I can't remember, because it's our least favourite day of the week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, right, you love it.
Absolutely love it.
I'm going to tell you about Sam Fender's gig last night.
Yeah, go on. Yeah. How was it?
Oh, he was brilliant. It was his first time kind of back gigging in such a long time.
Since, he's a cool guy.
Since the big song.
17 Going Under.
Yes.
He's Newcastle, isn't he?
He's from Newcastle.
Oh,
loads of Newcastle jerseys there last night.
Really?
Oh, was there?
Loads of his OGs came over for it as well.
Very cool.
But yeah, it was a brilliant gig, but he was very honest when it came to little technical errors. He said, and imagine it, Ash, like you would see at musicals, that
yeah.
sometimes opening night, it takes a while to kind of figure out some issues that you might have.
Is this the opening night of his tour?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he obviously hasn't gigged or played a lot of these songs
it's
in a long time.
It's always the opening night in Ireland, isn't
I know.
It? Because it's the very far leftist,
yes.
like,
yeah.
like place you can go.
Like the start or the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a couple of things I didn't notice happening. He was being almost too forthcoming because he said like once or twice, sorry about that, that was shite. And everyone was like,
oh, really?
Oh no.
I thought it was great, you're fine. And then he got to this one particular song. And I'm not saying the whole thing was like this. It wasn't, but I just noticed it because it's not something that you often see. But anyway, he was getting into this one particular song and I didn't recognise it, to be honest. It must be a song from the new album, so I don't know what way. It just went over my head anyway.
Yeah.
And literally, he was a good way. He was after getting through the first chorus and he stopped everything and said, just stop, this is shite. This isn't fair. There's people here who have spent money to be here and this is shite, this is shite.
That's so funny.
And you were literally like, this is great.
I was like, cool, cool, let's now, it did sound better the second time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like tuning his guitar and going again. He was like, first night the tall guys, I'm sorry. So that was grand. He was like, well, we just take it from the top, and the whole crowd obviously was very supportive of that and went right back to the beginning and started again. After the first verse, sorry, stop the show. Someone's having a hard time in the front row. Can we get security over there, please?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
And then he said, will we just take it from the first chorus or do you want to start again? Everyone's like, I'll just go from the chorus.
Just go from the chorus. Finish it.
We don't need to hear the verse for a third
time.
For God's sake. But you know yourself, like the Irish crowds as well, and I'm sure any crowd in the world, when he finally got through with it on third time lucky, it was like,
Play it again, Sam. Play it again.
He was great.
Spins fully charged with now.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
With Emma, Dave and Aisling. Big news of the last few days for fans of Joanne McNally. She's just announced a brand new tour and tickets for it are going on sale on Friday. She's doing 23 nights in the Olympia Theatre in Dublin.
Just the 23?
Just the 23.
And there will definitely be more added.
Yeah, for a fact. And we have tickets to give away to you for free at 8:30 this morning. Hang on for that.
Nice one. Being on this show, we sometimes send in things we see online the night before a show so that we can talk about it the next morning and potentially bring it to the show. Mm-hmm. Like things like we see online or whatever. Like I'm sure Emma and Ash, you know. This could be maybe a funny tweet or like something mad showbiz or funny TikTok. Could be anything. The other day I found one that I thought, well, Callum's going to love this. He's going to love this because it was a TikTok, a mad story about Disneyland and how they've released a $10 million ticket. Right? Now, obviously, you're thinking, who is buying a $10 million ticket for Disneyland? What could you possibly get? Well, have a listen to this amazing deal.
It's essentially a lifetime pass where you and up to three guests can go to any Disney World park on any day for your entire life. On top of that, it allows you to stay in any standard or pool view hotel room on Disney World property for free as long as there's availability.
For free after your $10 million spent.
Yeah.
It's fake. It's completely fake. Right. It's not real at all. And as soon as I sent it in, producer Callum was just like, yeah, that's not real. This is from an account that famously does like parodies and things like that.
Okay.
And
so they're taking the mick out of how expensive Disney is.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
The way you said availability.
Yeah, well, I think it's that anyone on TikTok who has that voice is just fake to me.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who does that. So yeah, you can post like satirical things like that. It's designed to trick people who already believe everything they see on the internet.
Gotcha. Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And because blue ticks mean absolutely nothing these days, thank you, Elon, there's a lot more of them. So blue ticks used to mean that they were verified and this is real news.
Authentic account.
Exactly. Whereas everyone can blue tick themselves now. No matter if you have an account with an egg as the profile picture, you can blue tick it. No problem.
I've been getting ads for 40% off premium for the past week.
So have I. So annoying.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what you're dealing with now. People are kind of thinking, why do people do this? Why do they have these fake accounts? Who's making them and why? It's mainly because it's funny. There's also a lot of engagement and there's a possibility of making money off it because it gets so much views and things like that. But there are multiple accounts like this designed to trick people, mainly those people around Emma Nolan. This was the first time I got tricked.
You're in the camp of Emma Nolan.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Emma gets tricked, I'd say, once a week.
Oh, that's such an exaggeration.
Guys, have you seen this? Yeah, it's fake, Emma. There is an account called Poo Crave, right? And there's an account called Pop Crave and there's an account called Pop Bass. And those accounts genuinely tweet out, like, every 10 minutes just something to do with showbiz news. They'll tweet out about Sabrina Carpenter, they'll tweet out about actors or singers or...
And they're very reliable, those two.
They are, to be fair. So someone set up another account called Poo Crave. Now, this has been ages ago, but they just post showbiz stories that are completely fake, completely made up, but they're worded in the same way that a normal news site would word something. And they're so, like, sometimes they're so mundane that you think, No one's going to make that up.
Yeah, because sometimes on Pop Crave, it's like Selena Gomez stuns a new photo.
Yes, exactly.
And it is so
It's
blah.
Just so blah. Yeah. Like, it's bland. So Poo Crave do that. They take news stories that are completely fake and word them in such a way that people actually think they're real. So I went through a couple of these accounts, like Poo Crave. One of their latest tweets is, multiple fans report that Kesha smelled like a rotisserie chicken at recent meet and greet event. And there's a picture of Kesha next to a rotisserie chicken. And you think, oh my God, that's a crazy news story. I'll send this into the chat.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's Poo Crave. It's not real.
But the thing about Poo Crave and Pop Crave is, like, Poo Crave have matched all the...
the profile picture.
Of Pop Crave to make it look as legitimate as possible. So unless you just notice the very end of the at symbol, you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to know.
It's really annoying. Fake Showbiz News is another one.
Love that.
They posted today, Ricky Gervais announces the launch of The Silent Treatment, a nationwide chain of hair salons that guarantee zero small talk from the stylists.
And so it's very him.
It's so him, but also it's so mundane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We've got Mousetrap News. They were the ones that actually wrote did the TikTok with the Disneyland thing. They published a book on how to get through Disneyland because it's so expensive and it's just a blank book. And then the last one is Drop Pop. And they tweeted recently, Eminem reveals that he makes more money from selling feet pictures than he does from Spotify.
Oh, very good.
Again, fake news.
So watch out for all of these accounts.
Yes, watch out for them.
What I love about Fake Showbiz News is their profile picture is literally Fake Showbiz News.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. It can't do, totally. Right, it's 7:17. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling here on Fully Charged.
Morning.
These lookalike competitions aren't going anywhere at any time soon, I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sick of them.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit boring. However, I do want us all to hold out for one that I think we should get behind in February. Anyway, for now, the latest is there's a Barry Keoghan lookalike competition scheduled for the 7th of this month, just a few days time now. Is that Friday or Saturday? That's happening in LA.
Oh, in LA?
In LA, yeah. It should
be.
Just
in Ireland.
I know. But we just had our Paul Mestel.
Is anyone, like, yeah, and how many, about three people showed up? Like, everyone in Ireland looks like Paul Mestel.
I know. And it's getting widely reported, like, even the Dublin one, which is hilarious because, as I said, I was there and there was honestly, like, four genuine people who showed up looking like Paul Mestel. The rest were journalists.
Yeah.
Anyway, as I said, it all began with Timothée Chalamet back in October. Hundreds of people showed up on this. And it was such a big success story for them. It made headlines everywhere. It was all over social media and stuff. That has kind of inspired other cities to host on behalf of different celebrities and stuff like that. So Anthony Paul was the guy behind that. Dave, you brought us that story back in October. He's a YouTuber.
Yeah, I didn't realise the Timothée Chalamet lookalike thing was the very first one.
It was. It seemed like that. Then again, this American outlets reporting in Ireland, mulleted men compared thighs in 5-inch Gaelic Aesthetic Association shorts, hoping to have their likeness to Paul Mescal verified. There was literally three lads there.
It took longer for someone to write that sentence than it did to get to the winner.
Totally true. And then days later, those piled into Soho Square in London for a Harry Styles lookalike competition. Dev Patel stopped.
No one looked like him.
No.
So weird.
There was a Dev Patel one hosted in San Francisco, and then there was a Zayn Malik one in New York.
Oh,
there's
my
a guy,
God.
Though. He's a sociologist in Britain, and he looks like kind of does deep dives on celebrity culture. His name is Ellis Cashmore, and he thinks there's a reason why we're seeing this resurgence in competitions, because apparently way back in the 80s and 90s they're a bit of a thing. He was talking to CNN saying, I think the more recent ones capture something that we believe in the 21st century, that biology isn't destiny, and is saying that people in our society, they like the idea that we're not defined by the, you can potentially do anything and be whatever you want to be, kind of a thing. And you kind of
emulate
these people.
Like Paul Mescal.
Kind of.
You don't have to be famous.
Exactly that, yeah. But at the same time, what does that mean? Are you
like
going home to lie to yourself?
We knew that.
You look like Paul Mescal.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, anyway. I would be.
He says don't think about it too deeply, saying treat it like a fancy dress and don't get too wrapped up in it. But then kind of an update on the events that kicked this whole thing off, being the Timothée Chalamet one organised by this guy Anthony Poe that I'd mentioned. Did you know that Timothée Chalamet's team offered to pay the $500 fine that was put on Anthony Poe for organising this event?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he came back, he was talking to people about this. He said he was really appreciative, but said, no, you know what, you're grand, it's fine. Apparently the production of the day itself, because so many people showed up, cost him $4,000, and then but the pay, like the actual fine was only 500 quid, so not that much, in fairness. He said, basically, we thought it was great. We're so happy everyone showed up. And the 500 euro fine isn't going to stop us doing something like this again. But I think it's gas that he declined the few bob that Timothée Chalamet's team was offering.
I didn't know he declined it. That's so weird.
And did you know as well that I didn't realise this, on the back of the Timothy Chalamet one, even though he was the real deal who showed up on that day,
yeah,
he only got 13th place. He didn't even win the bloody thing.
He was very late, in fairness.
Really showing up to it. Yeah, they believe.
He must have got docked a few points for lateness.
12 other people looked like Timothy Chalamet than Timothy Chalamet himself. I think in February we should organise a Pitbull one and then hold it off just before he comes to Three Arena. Then I'm happy to say goodbye.
Okay.
It's the
girly quiz.
Miss the rest of it, wouldn't
it's
you?
It's funny, isn't it? It's not even 7:30. Do you think there's people who just heard that and don't know what the girly quiz is? Because we played after 8:30 on a Thursday.
In theory, definitely. But loads also, of people, I'm sure, but who I feel like are with us in the mornings very early and don't make it to 8:30.
We do talk about it a lot.
We do.
But we're do we at this time, I wonder?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, if you don't know what it is a game that we play with Dave every Thursday just after 8:30.
It's kind of our main thing.
It's a big thing, and we quiz Dave on girly things. We've been doing it for the last 2 years, and we're going big with the girly quiz this year, and we are releasing a board game just in time for Christmas so you can play along at home, in work, with your pals, whatever this Christmas.
Yeah, it's got classic questions from the show, plus brand new Truth or Dare segments that were suggested by you, so that's pretty cool. And it's gone to print, and in a few weeks' time, we're basically doing our show from various places across town where you'll be able to pick the board game up from.
Yep,
and
easy.
I really like the tagline of the board game, which is have the same amount of anxiety I do every single Thursday, but just from the comfort of your own home.
Listen, every day this week, what we're going to do is give away a board game a day. All right, so this is really nice because we're kind of cocky and thinking that they're going to fly out the door, to be honest.
We actually think they will.
I think they will.
Yeah.
So look, it's really easy. This is like a really, really simple version of the girly quiz we want to play with you for your chance to win the board game. It's just three quick fire, really simple questions. And I'm encouraging you even more so as a guy to take this on this morning. Girls, you're so welcome to enter this. It's obviously going to be a piece of for you.
Exactly. But an easy win.
Come on, put it up to him. If you listen as a guy to the girly quiz and you still have any empathy for our Dave, come forward and give it a lash as well. So if you want to win a board game this morning, it's as easy as just messaging us that we're girly right now. 087 711 1038 will get you on air to play our really simple version of the girly quiz. Girly and a WhatsApp right now, please.
And I also think that I'm looking at these questions, anyone could answer these.
Do you think
anyone
so?
Yeah, big time.
These you are feel a little ones. Bit hard done by that we're giving away the board game with
really easy questions? Yeah, not a big fan of that. But I want to keep it fair for everyone. And to be fair, I think these are easy enough. I wouldn't use a single lifeline on any
would
of these.
Would you not
questions.
There you go.
I
and
wouldn't.
You're a man.
And I'm a man. Well
suppose.
Done. Well done. Barely.
Get in touch right now with the word girly for your chance to win a girly quiz board game.
We've Ronan on this morning.
We do. How are you?
Not bad. How are things? How are
you? Not
too bad. What are you up to for the day, Ronan?
On the way to work.
What do you do?
Carpenter.
You're a carpenter.
Oh, in demand. Like Joseph himself.
Yeah, to carpenter. Well, I think Jesus.
And Jesus.
Yeah.
He didn't do that much carpentry, did he?
What? He was flat out.
He was too busy doing fish and all.
Yeah. Now remind me, do you do the wood or the fish?
Ronan, you're a brave man coming forward for this morning. I already have so much respect for you. Well done. So listen, do you listen to the girly quiz? You're aware what Dave has put through on a weekly basis?
Yeah, it puts through torture sometimes.
Am I, Ronan? Am I?
Wait, do you fare out when you answer the questions when you're listening along?
Do you think you'd know?
Not very good, so I don't know why I put my name forward for this. But
I like it, Ronan. Blind confidence is what I go through every single week.
Yes.
So let's see if we can get you a girly quiz board game. Basically, you just got to answer three girly quiz questions correctly within 30 seconds. Hopefully, you manage to do so. You will get a board game. One of the very first people to get a board game.
Yes.
Ronan, let's do this.
Thank you.
What would I be buying if I got something from the Sculpted by Amy range?
Makeup.
That's
yes.
it. Name one of the two female presidents of Ireland.
Mary Robinson.
That's
Bingo.
It.
And where on the body would you wear a garter?
Oh.
Oh.
Think weddings.
Yeah.
Think sexy. Little frilly thing. On the...
Ronan, start naming body parts.
Head?
Start naming body parts. Lower.
Lower.
Shoulders?
No, yeah, lower. You have two of them.
Legs.
There we go.
Oh,
dear God. Thank God for that.
Did I get that right?
Yeah,
Ronan, you did absolutely get that right.
Well, Ronan, with a lot of help, it must be said.
I was trying to think of a clue. Is it true that that's the thing on the wedding day that the husband would kind of bite for a photo? Is that a thing?
Yeah, you can bite it off.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
I've never seen that before.
Ronan, you've won yourself one of the very first girly quiz board games. Well done.
Nice one, Ronan.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done. Very proud
Thanks
of you.
Thanks for having me on.
As a fellow man, I'm very proud of you. Have a great day.
Thanks very much.
Bye,
bye.
Talk to you later. If you would like to win yourself a girly quiz board game, and you don't have to do really really anything apart from that. How easy was that? We'll give you another chance after 9:30 on tomorrow's show.
Nice.
Spin, fully charged.
Ali Sherlock and Hell of Works on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Anyone see Tom Grennan and herself perform together on Grafton Street on Sunday?
I did. I really
liked Well, I saw the video of it, yeah.
We weren't actually there.
Oh, yeah, we weren't there.
Yeah, I wonder who organised all that. Here's how it sounded. They were. She was busking away, as she tends to do on Grafton Street, and along pops Tom Grennan.
Can't do this time of year, no, without you, my dear. When you're gone, hope it all turns black. Yeah, God.
Very cute, very nice.
It's good.
There was a guy in the background just like shaking his phone and like with the torch on. He was like, everyone do it too. And I was like, you're distracting me.
It's also the daytime.
Yeah.
There's no need to put your lighters in the air.
Much of an impact at this hour of the day.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I follow a couple of influencers on Instagram.
Just a couple, is this?
Mad.
Just a couple.
I'd say more than two.
I would say more than two, yeah, that's probably fair. A good couple. But they've started this thing on the 1st of December called Vlogmas, right? And they've just started to do this thing where it's like day one of Vlogmas and it just come to like 7 p.m.
Makes sense now, because there's a guy I know works on a different radio station taking the mick out of that, doing his own Vlogmas,
yes,
taking the mick out of it.
I saw that one.
Right, so that's what it's based on.
But that's based on a legitimate thing. But I've seen like multiple of them do it. Like, so it comes to like 7 p.m. on like the 1st of December and like I see three different influencers upload, oh, day one of Vlogmas, here's what I got up to. And I'm like, do you have like a class that yous know that yous have to do this? Where are you learning to do this? Am I just really old
December,
now?
December, guys.
That I'm like, why does December mean Vlogmas? And how did you know about that? And is it their agents being like, don't forget December is Vlogmas? Who decides these things?
I would say the agencies probably have a lot to do with it.
Do you think, yeah?
I think I remember Vlogmas last year because I know a girl I follow was doing it. And then I remember I didn't even watch any of the videos, but I just scrolled back on the month to see how many days she hit. She only did like 10 of them.
Enjoy that.
That's pointless.
I like
it. A little bit of insight I do have. A friend of mine is an influencer and definitely doesn't have an agent and is doing Vlogmas.
See, that's
right,
the thing.
So, I don't know.
I feel like they're learning it somewhere and I'm just curious as to how they're doing
influencer
it.
School.
Yeah, is it influencer school? Because that should be a thing.
Yeah.
It's great though, because like I do enjoy a daily vlog and it doesn't have to be the month of December to do it either. It's just funny that you're setting yourself a challenge of doing it every single day. That's quite a task, I think.
I think it's good for a nose, and some people will only show you the real nice aesthetic
bit. Exactly.
But like if you got somebody showing actual goods, like I know what was it? Remember your woman Rosemary McCabe?
No.
That influencer. She used to like do loads of content back a few years ago. She used to post a spending like chart every single month.
Remember her.
Everything she spent money on.
I like that.
That's the stuff I want to see.
Yeah,
show me your bank account.
I want to see them turn around and be like, so then I went to a Christmas village and then I had hot chocolate and then I had a little cry.
No.
I wanted to be a little bit real.
I get what you mean.
I like the aesthetic thing too, but like make it a little bit real.
They always insert the little cry just to be like sort of related.
Yeah, then I had a little cry.
Just had to have a cry.
That's great.
But why?
What are you crying about?
We want to know why.
Anyway, day three of Vlogmas. Excited, guys.
We need to get on this. We're 3 days late.
Ready to go. It's showtime. Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Hello, and welcome.
Good morning. Ash, you've had what, like an 8-year sentence with your fella?
Wow. I know you want me to break up with Alex so we can run off together to the hills. Alex and I, no, we're like 5 years together.
5 years together.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Obviously, Alex is American, right?
Yeah.
And I'm curious because I have an American housemate who says things differently than we say it, and I'm curious because there's certain words that she says that kind of actually just annoy me.
Right,
this
hit
stage.
Me.
And it's the way we say ah, they say ah.
Okay.
Okay. For example, they don't say pasta, they say
pasta.
Pasta.
Yeah.
And it does my head in.
Really?
Okay. They don't say Zara, they say Zara.
Zara, yeah.
Why are you doing that? And they don't say Noah can, they say Noah can't.
Noah can.
What
yeah.
is with that? What's with the ah from ah?
It's called an accent, David.
No, but like that's that's not an accent. That's different. Saying pasta is not an accent.
It sounds very posh.
It does sound a bit posh, but I don't think it's an accent.
Oh, it is. That's like the American accent.
Yeah, but it's
pasta.
But they're saying it like
I know what you mean.
They still will say like wham. Do you know what I mean? They don't say wham.
Wham, yeah.
They
yeah.
say wham, like they would say wham.
Yeah. Alex finds it very hard to say like cavum and stuff, like things that are so ah.
Why?
He like when I went around the map of Ireland with him before he moved here, and I was like, pronounce every county.
Yeah.
And some of the funniest ones was Cavan.
Cavan.
Yeah. Cavan.
Cavan is so, like, why?
Yeah, it's exactly that. One Leitrim. Was Leitrim.
Right. Very good.
Leitrim, okay. Yeah. I can't remember the others, but obviously they all say Galway, and you're like, that is Galway. That is,
that's Galway.
Yeah, yeah. Use it that
Do you
one.
See what I mean? So yeah, it's not an accent. Sense, they are fully capable of doing the ah, but they prefer ah. Mm.
It took 6 months for my English boyfriend, Jack, to stop calling the Lewis the Lewis. He was so proud of himself last week, not a pronunciation thing, but just a misunderstanding. He got his first leap card and proudly told Aisling and the gang we went to Bray together. What did he say to you? He got the dart to Bray.
He used to lie to himself and he pulled his chest up and he said, got myself a leaf card.
Aww.
A leaf card.
Oh, Jack. I've learned it. I've learned it.
I was in London at the weekend. I headed off with my boyfriend on Friday afternoon.
Fancy one you are.
Oh, listen. I actually hadn't been to London in so long. I have gone many times. And pretty much every time I go to London, it's to go see a West End show, a musical. However, this trip involved a completely different musical act entirely. So while my last trip to London was to see this.
I love you. A bushel and a peck. You bet your pretty neck.
Do you think we'll ever get through one show without some kind of a musical thing being played?
I don't know.
I think we've gone through three, so I needed to bring one back. However, this trip's musical entertainment sounded like this.
Wow.
Oh, I prefer the first one, shockingly.
Very different. That is an English rock band called Idols, and that song is called I'm Scum.
Okay. You're so weird. Like, you're so... We don't talk about it enough. But she's so feckin' weird.
She is. She's a strange, strange specimen, that girl.
She's multifaceted, guys.
No, you're weird.
Okay, but this was Alex's pick, but I actually do really like this band. They're so good. So we went to the Ali Pali on Friday night, and Alex has been to see Idols a good few times this year, and so he knows that at every Idols gig, after the first song, they split the crowd in half, and they say create a big
mosh pit
gap in the middle for this magical thing called a mosh pit, right? And Alex has never really been close enough to get up to the mosh pit, and before the gig, we had a conversation, we sat down, we said, will we go in? And we said, yeah, let's do it. We're moshing tonight.
Okay, I just want to ask you listening, no matter what your gender is or whatever, but if you're in a relationship with someone, have you ever had a sit-down chat before going to a gig about, will we do a mosh tonight? She's weird.
It's so funny.
Guys,
like,
we prepped our footwear. We both wore our Doc Martens, a.k.a. the closest thing to steel toe cap boots
people were getting
that we had
kicked.
In the wardrobe. Yeah, we were like, we're going in. I was like, I'm wearing limber clothes, limber gear, you know, no scarves hanging on me, whatever. But guys, you can only prepare so much for a mosh pit because it all happened very quickly.
Is that what you learned?
That's what I learned in the mosh, okay? Here's what happened in baby's first mosh, right? So first,
don't say that.
First song ends and the Idols front man is like, split the crowd all the way back to the sound box, split the crowd in half. So everyone's like, me and Alex are like, come on, make sure we get to the front. We don't want to be back far where we can't get into the mosh, you know what I mean? But then I'm like, oh, I've actually got like 3/4 of a drink.
No.
And Alex is like, you have to drink that. So I'm there like chugging my drink, right? Song starts and the beat drops earlier than I expect, right? Alex flies into the gap, right? I take 2 steps forward and my drink is splashed all over the front of me, right? I look down for a split second to assess the damage, look up, and Alex is pancaked on his hands and knees in the middle of the
On the ground. No.
On the ground. He's on the ground.
That's the worst place you would be.
And I'm like, oh my God, my baby. My poor baby's going to be crushed. So I run run over. He gets up and he flies off again into the crowd. But I'm here then thinking for the rest of the gig, like, oh my God, like, this is obviously what happens in a mosh. You fall down, you get back up again. Like,
no.
Well, I better prepare myself for when I fall. Not one person falls in the rest of the game.
No. Just Alex.
And honestly, the image of him on his hands and knees was just the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, that's an ick.
At baby's first mosh.
Break up with him mashing. That's so embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
Oh, it was so funny. He kept me entertained for the rest of the game. It was so good. But yeah, learned a lot in the mosh. I learned if you're small, make yourself pointy. So elbows out.
Right.
Very good.
I was quite like elbowy. Mm. And I realized as well, like, you don't just have to like go with the flow. Like, you can stand your ground. So I kind of heard myself sometimes being just like, that was the sounds I was making. I'd be like, get off me.
Oh my God.
I'd say the regular moshers love to see you coming. Do you know that?
Really enjoy it. They're like, point out the noobs.
Oh, that's so
the man who just fell on his hands
that's
and knees.
That's so funny. I love
it. I did a mosh once when I was about 14 and I split my lip.
Oh, so God.
I went to a gig when I was 14. I didn't know what they were.
A mosh pit, yeah.
And then it's just all of a sudden it started happening. I was kind of going, what in God's name? It's just real animalistic or something, isn't it?
It's stupid,
it's
but it's so,
so raw.
Funny.
I just think it's gas.
Did it calm down after that song?
It, like, gradually, and then it would kind of ramp up for other songs, but my God, was it hot in there.
Would you do it again?
So I'm a mosher now, guys. Yeah, of course I would.
Nice one.
I was so excited early in the week because a complete surprise, a new album dropped from Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
No promo, nothing, just it arrived and it's number one anywhere.
I love when people do that.
I know, it's very cool. It's like,
I might do that.
Yeah, see how it
goes. That seems to be the thing to do.
It is.
I don't need any of this pre-promo. Yeah. Just drop it. Well, it's number one. It's called GNX. And in the Billboard Top 5, the top 5 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 are songs from that album.
Wow.
So it's really big and it's already charting massively here in Ireland as well. But it's funny, I was listening to the album the other day at home in my room trying to get my head around it. The other way, sometimes when you listen to an album for the first time, you don't really like it. And then you listen to it again and again.
Yeah.
You realise there's certain songs that you love.
That doesn't happen with Now That's What I Call Music.
Well, there's not one but two collaborations with SZA, which I love because they collaborated in 2018 on All The Stars.
Oh,
and I just thought they were so gorgeous together. But as I was listening through, there was one moment on one song that really made me chuckle. And the song itself is called TV Off. And the song is almost like two songs in one song. Part one sounds like something. And part two just gets real crazy. And you might know that his big song from this year called Not Like Us, which is the Drake diss track, was produced by DJ Mustard. Okay, and we laughed about DJ Mustard before in the show because it's just a funny name to have. But he's behind some really big beats, essentially. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of his gig, is a bit of a beat master. But this is what made me chuckle so much.
Great job title.
Yeah,
While I was listening through, was out of nowhere in the middle of this song that you're really vibing to and getting into while I was folding my socks, was all of a sudden this scream for DJ Mustard.
Hey,
what's that on that beat?
No.
I have never heard a scream like that in a song before, and it's so enjoyable. Honestly, the
DJ
more you hear
Mustard
it,
is Mustard on a beat.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's who that guy is.
That's
interesting. I even knew that.
Yeah, exactly. Really cool.
Not saying something.
But I giggled at this, and then only later realized that a lot of people obviously got a giggle out of it too, because it's come a bit of a meme frenzy online, and the likes of McDonald's and others have jumped on board with this.
Oh, no way.
And Heinz. There's a billboard in America at the moment where it's promoting Heinz mustard, and at the back, the writing just goes, Mustard!
Very
like
good.
Really long writing.
That's
stuff.
Like, talk about like good marketing, like hopping on a trend
straight
very
away.
Quickly.
Album's only out like a week.
Yeah.
And then I was watching on TikTok as well. People are obviously using the sound as in if someone makes you a sandwich and forgets your favourite condiment and you shout back, Mustard! It's just too enjoyable. Once more.
Sorry, if I created an album, I would not want someone to do that on the album.
Well, I actually feel sorry for this of like Mustard on the Beat guy, because for the rest of his career, people are just going to scream, Mustard!
Yeah, he's ruined.
It's much better to do that, Mustard on the Beat.
Yeah,
it's
true,
so
true.
Much cooler.
So listen, it's so funny because this happened to us recently on the show when something else we discovered within a song. But ever since I've discovered, like, or sorry, I've been amused by the mention of mustard in that way on that song. We've all kind of come to realise that condiments seem to be a big thing.
They are.
In songs that we're playing here at Spin already. And it's only when you really focus in and listen to them closely, now that we know this, it's so obvious.
Yeah, it's mad how it just like opens up your whole perspective on
totally.
Things. Yeah.
So Sabrina Carpenter's Taste. Yeah. I can't believe it was right there.
Oh, I don't. This. I didn't. I don't know. I've missed this one.
Have a listen now. You're. It's going to be so obvious once you hear it.
How have we missed that?
God, it was right there all along.
Right there.
She wants to share her ketchup.
Like.
It's interesting. Well, one of the newer songs that we're playing on Spin at the moment is Alison Rae, Diet Pepsi, and the exact same thing happens.
No way.
It's bizarre. Like, you're going to, once you hear it, you're going to be like, oh my God, I now understand what that is.
I get
it. It's so obvious after you know. Have a listen. Chef's brown sauce. It's not mad. Like, you wouldn't have heard that.
Oh my God! How many times have we played that? Like, and like, I didn't even hear
the
that.
Key
before.
Change sounds so much better now that I can hear that. Thanks, Dave.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know there's another one as well? Die with a Smile. You know that lovely ballad between Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. In there is mention of not so much a condiment, but a spread.
Oh,
actually.
Go on.
Yeah,
really?
I haven't listened yet. Wherever you go, that's where I follow.
Nobody's promised to Mermaids. So I'm gonna love you every night like it's the Mermaids. Mermaids.
Wow, man, isn't it?
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
You wonder why it's happening.
Listen, just listen out. We all need to be listening a bit more closely. Be a bit more observant.
Wake up, people.
Recharged. The Queen is back. Joanne McNally has just announced a massive new tour for 2025 and 2026, and we've got tickets to give away all week on the show.
Yeah, she's playing a crazy 23 nights at the Three Olympia in November. It's going to start November 2025, and it's going to stretch all the way into March 2026. So obviously, loads of opportunities to see her. But she sold out like 50 nights in Vicker Street in her last tour.
Yeah,
so
insane.
Like, these will be snapped up, and tickets go on sale on Friday. Sorry, at 11 a.m. But we have a special pair.
Yes, we do indeed.
Up for grabs ages before tickets go on sale.
The thing about Joanne is, I don't know, I think we're all quite obsessed with Joanne.
She's
and
she's
the
so
last
good.
Tour was so good. She's taking a bit of time out and like brand new material to come. I actually went to her last tour twice, which is always funny because you know it's the same jokes all the time, but I can't wait to hear the new ones.
Didn't you see her in Bristol or something?
I went to Brighton.
Yeah. And then you messaged her after, do you remember?
I actually messaged her after, yeah.
And asked her to go on a night out with you and your friends.
Emma's just giving me the biggest death stare ever.
I can't believe you're bringing that up again. That's so embarrassing.
Joanne could be listening now to hear how we give away the tickets.
I did actually message Joanne McNally and she did reply.
Yeah, she did.
But she politely, very much declined my offer to meet for a drink after her gig. Listen, if you want to win yourself a pair of tickets to Joanne McNally's brand new tour right now on the show, here is what you got to do. Pick up your phone if it's safe to do so and WhatsApp call us now. First person through wins the ticket. 087-711-1038.
This is crazy.
People scrambling for their phones.
Yeah.
Tickets, I mean, will you be a pair? There we go. Easy done. Lovely.
Paddy.
Hello, Paddy. Good morning.
Morning, Paddy.
Morning. How are we?
We're really
well,
good.
Paddy.
How are you?
Good. How are we?
You're a Joanne McNally fan then?
Yeah, and the missus will as well. That's happy days. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You were quick off the mark, Paddy, and you have bagged yourself that pair of tickets to see Joanne McNally at the Three Olympia sometime next year.
Next year.
Or
happy
year
days,
after.
Yeah. Look, we'll keep it free anyway.
Nice one, Paddy. Have a great day.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you would like to be in with a chance to win, we'll give you a chance to win another pair tomorrow on the show as well.
Yeah,
okay?
Nice one. Last week on the show, we were talking about like how much to spend on like a new relationship for Christmas, because Christmas is coming up soon. People need to be buying presents stuff for their other half, and I was just curious, you know, how much are you supposed to spend in a new relationship on a new partner and things like that? And
you were saying you're what, like a couple of months in now, and you're trying to get your head around it.
Does it have to be mad money? Can it just be, you know, do we really want to set the bar that high? No, not really. But Carly got into us, 087-711-1038, and I really, really like this. She said at the time, I've been bending over in my Lululemons for the whole month of November with the hope that my new partner would get the hint. He eventually said the other day, They are gorgeous leggings. To which I responded, ha 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 ha, Dundrum, Brian Thomas level 2, just behind the escalators.
That's excellent.
Which isn't really so much of a hint anymore, Carly. That's just directions.
Yes.
But before, I love that you started off with the bending
the
over.
The bending over.
Look how good my ass looks
look
these
things.
Gorgeous.
And these wonderful. And so we were thinking, what is the best, like, is there a way of dropping hints, you know, for Christmas presents?
Maybe
have you ever done that?
More subtly than that, even.
Yeah, have you ever dropped a hint for presents? 0877 11 103. I do remember being in a relationship in the past where I really wanted an iPad off my girlfriend at the time.
Wow, hefty,
mad
bougie.
Money. Mad money, right, obviously. But I kept saying, I wish I just had, like, I love my phone, but I just want, like, a bigger phone. Like, not like a laptop, but, like, just something in between. As if I'd never ever heard of an iPad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if I could find something like that now.
And make her think she's really smart.
She's like,
being like, I know the perfect thing.
I know exactly what he wants. And there, Christmas Day. Well, not Christmas Day, but the day before Christmas Day. There, she got me an iPad.
No, did she?
Yeah, she picked up on the hints.
You better have got her something good.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I got her a dress or something.
Shut up.
So, yeah, we are curious. How have you dropped a hint for presents before? It could be for your birthday, could be for Christmas, an anniversary, anything like that. Have you ever been like, oh, isn't that just lovely? Or something really obvious, or maybe not obvious enough, and you never got it?
Yeah.
Let us know. 0877 11 103. Voice notes are so welcome on this. This morning on the show, we are wondering, have you ever dropped a hint for a present, maybe for Christmas, birthday, anniversary? Maybe you've been walking around the house and something that you're, and you're just saying, oh, I would just love this now, or, you know, pointing to it while you're out shopping or anything like that, dropping little hints. And this is all because we got a text in basically last week, basically from a girl called Carly, saying that she was stretching and bending over in her Lululemon leggings in order for a fella to buy it, and I think it worked in the end because he was like, oh, aren't they lovely
leggings, and your bum looks
great. She told him exactly where to get them.
Jonah was on this. How have you dropped hints for a gift?
When I see something I like, I normally go to my boyfriend and say, oh, I like that, you know, wish I could have it, you know. Just, you know,
I used to do that as a child. I'd be in a shop and be like, oh, I just really wish I could have that Kit Kat.
You know who's getting really good at it?
Who?
My niece Florence. She's getting really good at dropping hints. Yeah. So she said to me when I was down with her recently, a couple of weeks ago, she knows that I'm going to get her something great for Christmas, but I hadn't really discussed it with her yet, what she'd like. And she said to me, oh, do you know what I really like now? I was like, what? She was like, dragons. I was like, oh, do you? And she was like, yeah. And I didn't ask Santa for dragons because I asked for too much from Santa. And I was like, all right. And she was just like, I just really like dragons.
So are you getting her a dragon?
I'll get her a dragon. That's cool.
My God.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
Good morning. Hope you're in good form.
Morning. I had an absolute mare yesterday.
Oh, well, that kind of counts. Hope you're well.
Pause vibes only on this show.
Here she be negative again.
I'm so sick of her, of her negativity on the show. She never brings any joy to
this. Oh, it's always
never.
Misery.
It's always
maybe I like the maybe I like the misery.
Maybe I do like the misery. No, I didn't like this misery yesterday. I told you at the very end of yesterday's show, a little tease, that I was going to make a butternut squash spiced soup.
Well, I'm glad that you're sad about it, because it sounds awful.
It does sound grim.
The soup is absolutely fine.
Oh.
However, the process of getting the ingredients was not, because there was in the ingredients list a unique spice that I didn't have in my spice drawer. I assumed I didn't have it. Garam masala.
No, I've never ever in my life heard of that.
It wouldn't be in everybody's spice
drawer. Garam masala.
Garam masala, yeah, great name. Garam masala.
Sister of tikka.
Yeah. What is tikka?
Tikka masala is like the dish, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
But I presume there's garam masala in tikka masala. Anyway, I went to maybe, I think, 4 shops yesterday looking for garam masala.
Boom.
I googled, like, alternatives for garam masala.
In Aldi in the Rub of the Radio. Do we have a garam masala working here?
yeah.
Some girl looking for garam masala. Have you ever heard of her?
Garam masala. Masala till 5, please. Yeah, so anyway, went to 4 shops, couldn't find. I was like, what the hell am I going to do? I'll have to make up a mix of a bit of cumin, bit of, I don't know, paprika or something. Go home, pull out the spice rack. I have 3 garam masalas
no.
in the drawer.
Are you serious?
I have 3 jars of garam
Why
masala.
Why didn't you check that before you went shopping?
Actually, that was just really silly.
Wasn't it really silly? You need to really cop on. I was just like, I've never clearly used this spice before. However, I've clearly thought that three times in the past and bought it afresh every time. So if anybody needs garam masala, we're giving it away in the show 087.
Recharged.
Oh, I still haven't seen Wicked. I think everyone in the room at this stage has
Emma,
seen.
Now, to be fair, I know you're probably nervous because it's a musical, but I really think you should go. It's amazing.
I know.
Well, no, she is nervous because it's songs, and I get nervous like that as well. It's
I got it again this week.
When they start singing, you're like, oh, for God's sake, but it is really good.
A lot of people obviously talking about how successful it is and how brilliant it is, and, you know, all the kind of stuff online about this movie is almost as big as the bloody movie itself. And on the 1st of December, just a couple of days ago, a 13-year anniversary was marked, spotted by people online, saying that way back on the 1st of December in 2011, Ariana Grande tweeted the following. She said, I loved seeing Wicked again. Amazing production. It made me realise how badly I want to play Glinda at some point in my life. Hashtag dream role.
Yeah. She's so wanted this for a long time.
Naturally, huge amount of people online saying like she manifested this. So manifestation is such an important thing, all that kind of stuff. Even looking back at other stars who manifested their own success. SZA, a career goal, was appearing on Sesame Street and she tweeted about this in 2017.
Gas. That is really you've made it.
Is that manifesting or just being like at Sesame Street? Can I get in? Get me on.
Well, it took them a while because 2017 she tweeted it and she only fulfilled the wish in March. So it took a while. In 2009, Sabrina Carpenter said online she was trying to enter a Taylor Swift karaoke contest to win tickets with a chance to meet her. But she said she had to be 13 and she was too young. It's time she's only 10.
Oh, that's so cute.
And she shared that old post on Instagram in February of this year. She was reflecting all this while she was on stage with Taylor on the Eras tour. So, manifestation works, guys. And with that in mind, I've done a bit of deep diving this morning. The common theme I've noticed from any of the manifestation stories I've brought you so far is they all were born on Twitter. So with that in mind this morning, I took it upon myself to do a deep dive on the Twitter account of Mr. David Hammond and Aisling _ Bond.
Oh, this is so scary.
To see if there was anything that you ever wished or longed for and if they have come true since. Dave, we're going to start with you. On the 20th of February 2022, you tweeted, "We scored from an actual corner. We are back." In regards to Man United. Do you think Man United are back?
No, we're not back, but we did score a corner this weekend. And that was fun.
Whoa.
And I think the last time that happened was in 2022.
Right, okay. So that didn't quite work.
No.
This is interesting. On the 27th of August 2021, you tweeted and tagged Cristiano Ronaldo saying, "If you come back to United, I'll give you a shout out on the radio."
And didn't he?
I do think on that particular day is the day he re-signed.
Yeah.
But I presume the rumour mill was flying that day and he couldn't help but be tweeting Ronaldo about it. Then on the 12th of November 2021.
I'm so funny.
You tweeted saying, "I'm putting a bet on that girl who got Ronaldo's jersey is going to be on the Late Late tonight."
She wasn't.
What was that? It was a match in Dublin?
Yeah, it was a match in Dublin and some girl ran onto the pitch to get Ronaldo and he gave her his jersey.
That would have been real sad if that was the only thing that you've wished for that ever came true.
I wasn't wishing. I was just saying I put a bet on.
Aisling.
Yes, hello.
A long, long time ago. I had a lot of fun on your Twitter account. My God, I didn't realise you used to be a serial tweeter. You tweeted every single thought you ever had, it seemed, back in your day.
So did I.
All gold,
so
I'm sure, yeah.
I just wonder if there's any feathers going on anywhere in your body right now because you tweeted way back in the day, "If I come back as a pigeon, I will live at Camden Market and eat the best crumbs."
Obsessed with London.
That's a great tweet.
Obsessed with London.
That didn't get much reaction, did it?
No sign of a feather?
No. I'm still me.
Underarms.
Well, it is winter, Emma.
Yeah. You tweeted, "Before you turn the age of 23, I think 23 is going to be the perfect age for me. Crack, but also semi taken seriously. Buzzing. Good night."
I wholeheartedly agree with that, and I think 2023 is kind of my like spirit age. It's what I feel like.
The
I still
age
am.
23.
Yeah, the yeah. age 23.
Did you feel like you were a crack but also taken semi-seriously?
Sure, totally.
And then on the 27th of March of 2018, you said, "I will have a friend called Mamma Mia."
What?
On what year? 2018?
Yeah.
I had a friend called Mia, who I still have. Back then.
Is she a mama?
No. I don't know why I said that. No, that didn't work.
Sugar.
Not yet. Well, maybe when Mia's a mam, she'll be Mamma Mia.
You missed one main manifestation tweet of mine.
Did I?
On the 25th of May 2015, I tweeted, starting my 2-week internship in a radio station tomorrow. Let's hope it leads to something big.
Aww. And now I'm the presenter of the breakfast show on Spin. So it hasn't led to something big yet. but one day.
Wheels are turning.
Our phone's been hopping all morning. We've a message in from someone who says, Spin, I need a favour.
Oh, well, that's just interesting enough for us to be intrigued.
Yeah, I'm consider me absolutely hooked.
Yeah, look,
hook, line and
we're
sinker,
happy
I'm
to
in.
Help.
Producer Colin says to give this person a call by the name of Sarah. So see what's happening here.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah. It's Emma David.
How are you doing, guys?
What's
Hello.
The crack?
What's up, Sarah? Our producer told us
what's
to ring
story?
You because you need us for something.
I do indeed, guys. So Penny's Mary Street are having a Christmas week challenge, okay?
Okay.
And my team are working on the most creative points to win this. And today we need somebody that's famous and recognisable, and I thought of Emma David Ashling straight away. Any
Why?
Chance one of you can send a video singing 7 words of a Christmas song.
What, okay, take us back a little bit.
I thought we had to go to Mary Street. What's happening?
Yeah, I was like,
well, I mean, Dave, come on down. Come on down, man. Dave, please, man. Please,
so
come on
this.
Down.
You work in Penny's, yeah?
Penny's Mary Street, yeah. I'll give you a 10 euro voucher, not a bother.
So what do you have to do? You have to be creative with what? Making a song?
No, it's challenges all day, every day, all the week. But my team are aiming for the most points for the creative angle.
Okay.
And we get 20 bonus points today if we can get somebody famous and recognisable to record 7 words of a Christmas song.
Okay.
Do you want us to go next door and ask Ian Dempsey to do it for you?
Yeah. I mean, guys,
he's
I'll
a bigger
get
name.
As many people as you can. Sing right. 1 word each, I'll take it.
And then what's the idea? Why the 7 words of a Christmas song out of interest?
So it's basically our store manager has put in different things to get us to get people involved. So
right.
he said no person can sing more than 7 words. It has to be a Christmas song. And there's other little things like, you know, if somebody dresses up, you get points. If somebody has a prop, you get points. But we get the most points for getting somebody famous.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to do it right now.
We're
going
to do it right now,
I'm literally going to wheel my chair over to Aisling. Hold on.
Well, I get in there?
I've got the spin phone, Emma. We'll go on selfie frames.
And
we're
tell me this. What Christmas song are we going to go for?
Well, you can do anyone you want.
Okay.
What's your favourite?
I love it was Christmas Eve, babe.
Christmas Eve, babe. In the...
Okay, so that's
perfect, because we're not allowed to say the next word.
Okay, ready?
All right. And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three.
It was Christmas Eve, babe. In the...
Done.
No, not done. It's Penny's. Boom, boom. Sarah, is that good enough?
Yeah, I think that's good enough to go. The star man is just looking at me here. I think we got the thumbs up. I think that's acceptable.
Sarah, if you need any other help with any other challenges throughout the month, let us know. We'd be happy.
I'm going to hold us to that, lads. The first people that came into my head there, so I said, get straight on to
thanks,
Spin.
Sarah.
You're very good.
Help
us
out.
Cheers, babe. Have a great one, and hope you get those points. Update us.
Thank you. We'll do,
Sarah,
guys.
Thanks,
Sarah.
Bye.
Bye.
How embarrassing if they don't win.
They won't win. We're not famous.
Well, that's true.
I think Sarah needs to lower her expectations. If literally any other person in the staff gets a famous person, they're 100% likely to be more famous than us. They're bottom of the barrel now, in fairness.
Sarah, get on to 98FM Breakfast there now.
And, I say we should get Ian Dempsey to do it for her as well. Just ask him the favour and then she'll...
Probably
well,
better, yeah.
She didn't ring Ian Dempsey, did she?
No, she didn't. Because he's finished 25 minutes ago.
Well, I really hope they win. If you need a favour,
don't come crying to us. We're too famous. Good morning. This week on the show, we got tickets to give away to Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory, this year's Red Cow Panto. It's running between the 18th and the 30th of December. We want to send you...
Or Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory, Dame Stuffy would say.
That's very good.
Thank you.
We're giving these away by playing our game.
She's ever sick now, I think. You just need the height.
I'll step into those heels. No problem.
We'd love to sort you with those passes via our game, 1 Second at the Cinema. Leah, how are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
We're fabulous.
Great too.
Oh, what has you fabulous this morning?
Just working.
Oh,
living my best life.
What do you do, Leah? What do you do?
I work in DHL.
DHL.
You're busy.
Yes, busy season.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, say it is.
I got an order from DHL right on time yesterday, so you're doing a great job.
Big fan of DHL delivery. delivery drivers. They always seem nice when you open the door.
Oh yeah, we kind of know ours now.
Yeah, yeah. They always say hello.
Listen, we'd love.
Yeah, no, we're the best place. Best people here.
You do
tickets. We'd love to sort you at the Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory. Have you watched any Christmas movies yourself so far this season?
I just got a few kids ones done with my son, but that's it.
Good. Cool. All right. Well, let's see if you can get him to the cinema. To the Panto. You've been listening to 1 Second in the Cinema, the movie. The 1 second clip sounds like this. What is that movie, Leah?
Home Alone.
Home Alone. And that would be Kevin McAllister, I think, screaming. You're That's absolutely you. Correct, Leah. Let's have a listen.
So I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
That's a much longer screen than I imagined.
That's when he does the
aftershave, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. All right, Leah, congratulations. Yeah. You are off to that Red Cow Panto to see Stuffy and the Chocolate Factory.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Leah.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can you introduce this next song as Dame Stuffy?
Hello, boys and girls.
Go on, Aisling, go
this
on.
Is Emma, Dave, and Aisling and Spin 103A. And here's New Era and Boards in the Sky. Happy Christmas.
Yes!
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
I treated myself big time for Christmas. My Christmas present for me was I picked up a Polaroid camera last
week.
Is
this a thing?
A Polaroid camera. Well, I have one of these.
No, not a Polaroid camera. I mean treating yourself for Christmas.
Ah, okay, maybe so. Well, I had one years ago and I broke it. So this time I said, right, if I'm going to get this, I'm going to get a proper case for it as well.
Wow.
And I said to the guy in the shop, it was like 25 quid for the case, whatever. But I said to the guy in the shop, is this definitely the right case for this camera? And he was like, yeah, that's the one. It's a grand soap. And when I brought it home that day, I was like, that bloody blah, 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 blah. It doesn't fit the thing. And I was like trying to squeeze it in and it was leather and it was getting all damaged. So I was trying to force it in or whatever. God. And I was like, I cut the back off this man to everyone I met that day. I was like, that lying so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Over the weekend at other voices, my friend just picked it up and say, I was pushing it in sideways and she just turned it and it just slotted right in.
Just a simple game of Tetris.
Absolutely. Perfectly. And when I say
you're not
I
well.
Have blackened that man's name.
You're going to hell, Emma Nolan.
I feel so bad.
The poor fella.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning, my friend just sent the advent calendar that her mom bought her. She's 29. into the group chat and it's lint.
What?
I know. Someone got a bonus this year.
Oh my God.
What am I? Advent calendar.
My friend, actually, I'm going to call her out. My housemate, Emer, would get annoyed if her parents didn't deliver her advent calendar on the 1st
really?
Of December. Yeah, she wants one every year.
I don't have one and I feel a bit like a pauper.
But like, who are these parents that are doing these things and why?
Yeah, do you remember the year of the Tony's Chocolonely advent calendar?
Oh my God, yes.
Drama when they did one door that had no chocolate in it.
No.
Because they were like, life is, they're very like conscious and they're like, the world isn't distributed equally. Some people have lots of stuff and some people have none. So today you experience what it's like to have nothing. And then they had to apologise.
Why? That's excellent.
Because everyone was like, I want my sweet.
Michaela is on the way. We're back here when you wake up tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. Stay warm.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I'm buzzing.
That's going to be so fun.
Goodbye, boys and girls.
Goodbye.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.